WCFW HD2 Chippewa Falls, W228EP Eau Claire,
and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Staples.
I'm Christopher Cruz. President Biden is at this hour establishing the White House Office of Gun Violence Prevention. It will be headed by Vice President Kamala Harris, who spoke moments ago.
Every day, about 120 Americans are killed by a gun. And while this violence impacts all communities, it does not do so equally.
Gun control activist David Hogg has been pushing for the office since 2019. CBS News spoke with him just before he entered the White House for the announcement.
I'm ecstatic that this is happening. I've been working on this with March for Our Lives since 2019 when we first started calling for an office of gun violence prevention through our policy platform, which at the time was called the Peace Plan.
The auto worker strike has now spread to 36 locations in almost 24 states. The strikers say they can't support their families on their existing wages.
Local 2114 President Richard Bray says his members are Tier 2 workers. They start at $17 an hour, and by their eighth year, they reach the top wage of $25 an hour. Bray says workers here barely scrape by.
Corporate greed is what this is all about. They're trying to suppress wages of our people, and it's time to stand up and fight.
The UAW wants to end the two-tiered wage system and have automakers provide defined pension benefits. Bernie Tafoya for CBS News, Bolingbrook, Illinois.
To another strike, some Apple employees have walked off the job on an important day, says CBS's Elaine Cobb in Paris.
Workers at Apple stores across France have gone on strike for more pay and an end to a hiring freeze. More than 2,000 employees joined picket lines, vying for sidewalk space with customers eager to get the new iPhone 15, which was released in France today.
New Jersey Democratic Senator Bob Menendez has been indicted on federal charges of taking bribes to help Egypt. University of Virginia political analyst Larry Sabato tells CBS News this could be bad news for Democratic hopes to retain a majority in the Senate.
The Democrats cannot afford to lose that seat under any circumstances. If they even hope to achieve a 50-50 Senate, they need that seat. And that would take a good deal of luck.
Menendez is up for re-election next year. He calls the indictment a political smear. Tropical storm Ophelia has begun drenching parts of North Carolina. CBS News meteorologist David Parkinson says it will move up the Atlantic coast tonight.
You're going to be seeing coastal flooding and inundation, so the potential for your high tides on Saturday could be in the top 10 highest points from Lewis, Delaware and Cape May.
The Dow is up about 5 points at this hour. S&P 500 also up about 5 points. This is CBS News.
Staples stores provide innovative products and services for small business, remote workers and learners, even teachers and parents. Explore more at your local Staples store.
Civic Media radio stations providing your news, conversations, and fun you won't find anywhere else.
For Civic Media News, I'm James Kelly. According to a WIZM report, a state representative sick with COVID-19 last week prevented state Republicans from overriding a number of vetoes by Wisconsin Governor Tony Evers. Democratic Assemblyman Steve Doyle reportedly received a call to the House at almost midnight last week after Republican legislators realized two other Democrats had returned home to Milwaukee. Representative Doyle told La Crosse Talk PM on Tuesday that there was a visible and audible groan as Republicans called roll and realized he was there, and therefore they did not have the votes to override the vetoes. Wisconsin Republican lawmakers introduced surprise legislation yesterday that could fund the state's child care providers. According to a Wisconsin Examiner report, a draft of the bill includes provisions for a paid family leave program, additional higher education funding, and a state workforce development program. The Senate Committee on Organization voted unanimously to introduce the bill and referred it to the Senate Committee on Economic Development and Technical Colleges. For Civic Media News, I'm James Kelly.
Don't let biased algorithms or degree screens or exclusive professional networks, or stereotypes. Don't let anything keep you from discovering the half of the workforce who are stars. Workers skilled through alternative routes rather than a bachelor's degree. It's time to tear the paper ceiling and see the stars beyond it. Find out how you can make stars part of your talent strategy at tearthepaperceiling.org. Brought to you by Opportunity at Work and the Ad Council.
The RPG came through the belly of the aircraft. We don't talk about the female combat wounded. These are our daughters and our sisters and our mothers. Wounded Warrior Project came into my life and taught me how to stand back up and get back in the fight.
The truth is, I think we all have this strength inside of us, but until you're tested, you just don't know it's there.
See how Wounded Warrior Project empowers women veterans like Beth by visiting woundedwarriorproject.org/empowerwomenvets.
Radio keeps your community informed, entertained, and connected. It's what we're all about at the Civic Media Network of local radio stations.
We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin.
This includes a commitment to news.
Now we want to invite you to join Civic Media's exclusive Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News. It's a place to share your community's news and chat with others from across the state about it.
Join the Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News, today. It's the perfect companion to your local Civic Media radio station. Pursuing the truth wherever it may lead. The Todd Albaugh Show. Weekday afternoons from 1 till 3. Join the conversation. Get involved. The Todd Albaugh Show on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. It's what's on tap for the Chippewa Valley. 93.5. The Tap. 93.5. The Tap.
Talking on all political subjects and taking on all callers, this is Matt Flynn Direct with your host, Matt Flynn.
Welcome to Matt Flynn Direct, coming to you statewide on Civic Media. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. No subject is off limits and all points of view are welcome. And remember, you're not woke if you don't know history. You're not woke unless and until you know history. You're going right to the front lines of history in the making, and there was a lot of it made in the last 24 hours, I'll tell you that. Well, five assembly Republicans. It's hard to say that the dregs of the assembly, because the entire Republican caucus are peas in a pod, but five of them have now introduced a resolution of impeachment of Megan Wolf. Impeachment of Megan Wolf. One of the five is this Janelle Branchon of Menominee Falls, who is a conspiracy theorist. She is an election denier. She was barred from a Republican caucus because she was too weird for them. I don't believe that it was because she was too weird for them. I think it was because she was too upfront in what she was doing. The rest of them are doing the same thing and they're a little sneakier about it. Well, here's the deal. Here's the deal. A little while ago, the Senate voted to remove Megan Wolf, and it was party line. The Republicans voted to remove her. The problem for the Republicans is that they can't remove her. It's not up to them right now. There are six members of the Wisconsin Election Commission, three Republicans, three Democrats. The three Republicans voted to keep her, to keep her. Why did they do that? Well, she's a very, very good executive of the Wisconsin Election Commission, but they were hoping it would then go to the Senate, whom they knew would stick a knife in her, because it's only a recommendation. The Senate has to approve it. The Democrats saw through that, and they abstained. They didn't vote. So it's a 3-0 vote. The law in Wisconsin is there has to be four votes. There has to be at least four votes for it to get to the Senate. Attorney General Josh Call issued an opinion saying that it wasn't properly before the Senate. So their sticking a knife in her and yanking her out of there is a nullity. And they're very concerned about that. Why do they want to get rid of her? She answers questions from almost 2,000 clerks, election clerks in the state. There are only 72 counties, but there are election clerks in a lot of these municipalities all around the state. The clerk from Janesville came up and said, it'll be a disaster, it'll be chaos if she's removed. She's an expert, she knows what she's doing, she's fair, she's nonpartisan. I have no idea how she votes. She is nonpartisan. She just tells it like it is. So now these five geniuses, the dregs of the Republican caucus, which is itself the dregs of government in Wisconsin, said, we got a great idea. we got a brilliant idea. You know what we're going to do? We're going to impeach her, like we're going to impeach Janet Protasiewicz. These people, you know, first of all, what they're doing is illegal. But secondly, the clumsiness, the stupidity, the arrogance, what they think is the sneakiness. You can't impeach anyone in this state, whether it's the governor, whether it's an election clerk, administrator, executive director, anyone, unless they've committed a crime or unless they are guilty of corruption in office. In office. Just like Janet Protasiewicz, who has never committed a crime, Megan Wolf has never committed a crime. And just as Janet Protasiewicz has never committed corruption in office or been accused of it, so the same thing with Megan Wolf. These are upstanding people. Now here, so in other words, it's an illegal, well, the most, no resolution by itself is illegal. They can talk about it, but if it passes and they purport to impeach her, that would be unconstitutional. You can't impeach anybody without their having committed a crime or been corrupt in office. Now, what are the grounds for this alleged impeachment by these five hacks, clowns in the Republican caucus? They produce a 23-page resolution, 23 pages. And all it does is repeat conspiracy theories and attack Wolf for election decisions that the administrators made, that the election commissioners made, not Wolf. Wolf is staff. Wolf is not a policy maker. If the election commission votes on something and tells her to implement it, she implements it. That's it. She doesn't make up her own policy. So what they have done is list administrative decisions of the six commissioners. And remember something, up until Trump lost in 2020, they didn't think he was going to lose. They frequently voted 6-0 to do things. They voted 6-0 to let old age homes and assisted care facilities vote absentee because nobody could get into the facility to hand them the ballots because of COVID. It was a medical restriction. So here's one of the things in the 23 pages that they're accusing Wolf of doing as being corruption in office. And this is a real beauty. What they're saying is that she enabled in a long-term care facility, these elderly sick people to vote absentee rather than send a deputy in to swear them as voters and watch them vote. Okay. There's a couple of problemas about that. One is that's not corruption in office. It's not a crime. Number two, the Wisconsin Election Commission ordered her to do that. She didn't decide to do it. And they ordered her 6-0. 6-0. All three Democrats and all three Republicans before Trump lost. And then afterwards, it was 5-1. 5-1 because one of them, I think it was Spindell, got chickened out because you had this sheriff in Racine saying they should be prosecuted for what? Here's the underlying law. The underlying law, it says that for these assisted care facilities, you send a deputy register of voting in. He hands out the votes. He goes into the room where they're all sitting, the lounge, and he matches them up to their names. And if they have any questions, he answers them or she answers them. And then they put seal it in an envelope and leave. But you couldn't do that in COVID. You remember that you could not physically go in and even visit somebody in old age home or assisted care facility. There are all those horrifying pictures in 2020 of people holding up a new baby to the glass and the grandma kissing them through the glass. Or what was really sad is a husband with dementia is in one of these places and the wife is on the other side waving at him. Very, very sad. You could not go in. You could not go in. Medical restriction. So the Wisconsin Election Commission, not Megan Wolf, voted 6-0, 6-0, send in absentee ballots, just as you and I can order them at our home. So why can't these elderly people get them in what is in effect their home? And then they filled out the ballots and mailed them back. That is the corruption they're accusing Megan Wolf of doing. And she didn't even do it. It was the six commissioners, including three Republicans initially. Six commissioners. And the Republicans brought suit, and the Wisconsin Supreme Court threw them out. Wisconsin Supreme Court. So this is the kind of garbage that's going on. Now, why do they want to get rid of Megan Wolf? I mean, they're starting to get kind of far down in the authority chain. Why do they want to get rid of Megan Wolf? We know why they want to get rid of Janet Protasiewicz, because she's on the Supreme Court. And I'm expecting when she sees the maps about the rigged briefs, she will order, along with at least three and maybe four other justices, a special master be appointed, an expert, to set up fair maps. You know, fair maps would be you keep communities together. You don't split up Sheboygan and Monroe, Wisconsin. Those are two examples, six ways from Sunday. You don't have a guy like, I think, Jimmy Anderson over in the Fitchburg area, who has a district that has clusters of population, and they're not even contiguous. You know, you're going to get rid of the garbage. You're going to get rid of the fraud. You're going to get rid of the Republican maps. Now, so they want to get rid of her. But Megan Wolf, why do they want to get rid of Megan Wolf? Megan Wolf is an excellent election administrator, but she's not a policymaker. The reason they want to get rid of Megan Wolf is because they want chaos. They will put in, if we're lucky, they won't be crooked. If we're lucky, they'll only be incompetent, because that's what they want. They'll give conflicting advice to the 2,000 clerks. Their objective is to make it difficult or impossible for students to vote, for minorities to vote in Milwaukee, and for elderly people to vote in Dane County and Milwaukee. That's their objective. If they can achieve that, that will slice off about 4 or 5% of the vote, and they believe overwhelmingly Democratic. Now, I think, quite frankly, if they thought half a second about it, if they encourage voting, went around encouraging it and didn't give the appearance of being Russians sticking a gun to people's heads, they could do a lot better. But they don't believe in their own message, because they have no message. That is the reason they want to get rid of Megan Wolf. I've said before, there are three characteristics of the Republican Party now. To stop voting, there's violence, chaos, and fraud. And there are only three states that matter: Wisconsin, Michigan, and Pennsylvania. That will swing the presidential election. Yes, yes, you have Georgia, Nevada, Arizona. Okay, but the three biggies are us, and Megan Wolf is at the center of the crosshairs. We're going to a break. I see you on the line. Do not hang up. I'll get back to you right after the break. The lines are open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.
The backbiter, tell him that God's gonna cut you down. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
My immediate thought when I read about this and then watched it today was, please don't die, Senator McConnell. I couldn't disagree more strongly with Senator McConnell's policy positions, but he has been one of the only elected officials that's in a leadership position for the Republican Party that hasn't completely supplicated himself to Donald Trump.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weeknights at 6 p.m. on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Brock.
I didn't realize that Tucker Carlson's like hemorrhaging viewers. And I heard yesterday someone was like, oh yeah, like no one's actually watching it anymore. I was like, that doesn't really surprise me. It's kind of like Threads.
it was a thing for about five
like a
minutes.
Week. Everyone was excited and then they moved on.
Wow, it's like Scott Walker's presidential campaign. It's a big deal for about a week.
As Goes Wisconsin with host Kristen Bry. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
Aaron comes in every day looking like he just stepped out of a Turkish bathhouse because it's so hot in there. Just to recap, so far this segment has been filled with dog vomit, old men peeing, and Aaron wearing a dish towel. So we're...
Hey man, your name's on the show. Your name's on the show.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow. Weekday morning 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For today, a chance of showers, cloudy skies, 76 the high. For tonight, showers and storms are likely, lows in the mid-60s. For your Saturday, mostly cloudy and breezy with a high near 78, a shower or thunderstorm in the morning. For Sunday, a chance of showers, breezy, 69.
Right now, 71 degrees.
Looking for more local programming? Check out our website, civicmedia.us, to see our entire lineup.
Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. We'll go right to the lines. Bill of Oconomowoc, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's in your mind today, Bill?
Great show, as always, Matt. So don't you think this is just evidence of the desperation of the Republican Party? They know they're on a losing side. They know what they've already done, much of it illegal. So they just keep on crossing the side of the law and just performing anything they think they can get away with. The problem is, many of them, even in Wisconsin, know they probably won't get away with much of anything anymore because they're going to be called out. The other night I heard this called the greatest crime in history, what happened with our election. 300 people. Correct me if I'm wrong, are incarcerated. There's at least 100 to 200 more to follow. They know this is all happening. They know this is all going down, but they're like rats in a rain barrel. Trying anything. Well, they got less than a year, and it's...
Right. You're fading in and out, Bill, so I'm just going to respond, and I'll tell you what. I couldn't agree with you more. And let me tell you, let's get down to some of the details. Let's get down in the weeds to how to stop this, because we're calling it out. We call it out on this network and we call it out on this show. But here's the deal. You know, they're going after Megan Wolf saying she decided to have drop boxes. She didn't decide to have drop boxes. That was the commission voted on that. It was upheld. And then a Waukesha judge shut it down after the election, and they're accusing Megan Wolf, the administrator, during the election of following the procedure and the mandate from the commission itself. So let's cut through this. Here's what to do. It may not be that Voss actually submits this resolution to the floor. Nothing can go to the floor without the speaker approving it. He knows Janelle Branchon. Janelle Branchon has personally attacked him. He excluded her from a caucus. She's attacked the Republican leadership. So she may be such a nut that he doesn't do anything about it. That may be. I hope that's the case. But if they do decide to go to the floor with an impeachment, like the Protasiewicz impeachment, if they try to go through with that, they go try to go through to any impeachment where the person being impeached has not committed a crime, and has not done anything corrupt in office. The correct procedure is someone, and we have a number of nonprofits that do this, you bring an immediate action for declaratory judgment and an injunction to say that this is an unconstitutional impeachment. You stop the impeachment at the beginning. You don't let it go forward and then just remove her from office and then have the Senate sit for 3 years thinking about it. They can't impeach. It's a nullity. It's an illegal impeachment if the subject of the impeachment has not committed a crime or has not committed a corrupt act in office. Now, where does that go? If it ends up in Waukesha County, they will go with the Republican Party. You file it and you ask for original jurisdiction. Maybe you file it in Dane County. You say, I want an original jurisdiction in the Supreme Court. Supreme Court has the power to grant that. It's very rare. It's not favored, but it is lawful. Take original jurisdiction of any impeachment by this legislature and look at it. Put in a temporary restraining order and a preliminary injunction staying it. Set oral argument and briefing on a very concise schedule, 20 days, 30 days. And after argument, enjoin the impeachment. Enjoin Voss. Then you enjoin LeMahieu for even talking about conviction and removal. You enjoin the leadership. And my advice always is add the clerk. The clerk, the Republican clerk in the assembly as a defendant, and enjoin him or her from processing it, period. Stop the impeachment in its tracks. One of the lines, Jean of Eau Claire, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's in your mind today, Jean?
Much for the alert. I already, just as soon as you were done talking, I called my representative and say, don't you sign that petition. I hope you're smart enough to realize not to enjoin in this illegal activity, explain the reasons why, and they thank me very much for the call. And I just want to encourage other people to say the same thing, because then they'll realize that we are watching and documenting the illegal activity they're approving or doing in our state. Thank you so much, Matt. You have a great weekend, and thanks for the update. Bye.
Yes. Thank you, Jean, and thank you for doing that. And let me commend that to everybody listening. Jean does that a lot, and she couldn't provide phone numbers for everybody's legislator because you're all in different legislative districts. But keep your legislator's number handy, even if it's a Republican or a Democrat, whatever it is. And if anything like this comes up, and it just did come up, and it's coming up with Protasiewicz too, call them. Even if you get staff, call them. They keep a record of that. They keep a record of opinion. And if they get outrage calls from people, their first and only objective is to stay in office. They will sell their soul to the devil, some of them, just to stay in office. You call them and you say, you're not going to impeach Megan Wolf. That's illegal. She's a very, very good administrator, and she's committed no crimes, done nothing wrong, and you can't do it just so you can put in a hack and cause chaos. Now, you'd make that call to a Republican legislator. But wherever you are, just confront them and say that. If they get enough calls, they get nervous. They get very nervous. And this particular one is probably able to be stopped because Voss can't stand Janelle Branchon, and Janelle Branchon can't stand Voss, and speakers don't like it when somebody disses them, insults them, and opposes them, and he threw her out of a Republican caucus. That is very rare. It's very, very rare because speakers depend on the caucus for their votes. So we have the tools there to stop this thing. But I like Gene's comment, and I salute Gene. Call your legislator and tell them, knock it off. We're tired of this. It's an illegally rigged legislature, and now they are doing illegal things to keep themselves in office. Going to break. The lines are open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.
Civic Media radio stations providing your news, conversations, and fun you won't find anywhere else.
CBS News special report. Moments ago at the White House, President Biden announced a new effort to end America's gun violence crisis.
I'm proud to announce the creation of the first ever White House Office of Gun Violence Prevention, the first office in our history.
The president said it's time to stop promising and start taking action.
After every mass shooting, we hear a simple message. The same message heard all over the country. And I've been to every mass shooting. Do something. Please. please do something. Do something to prevent the tragedies and leave behind survivors who will always carry the physical and emotional scars.
The office will be led by Vice President Kamala Harris, CBS's Weijia Zhang at the White House.
This office is all about bulking up the manpower and the resources to really work with states and local governments to implement those existing laws.
CBS News Special Report. I'm Christopher Cruz.
The Civic Media Network of radio stations across Wisconsin. We are your hometown radio, refreshed.
For Civic Media News, I'm James Kelly. As temperatures begin to drop, the Eau Claire City County Health Department is reminding Wisconsin residents that lower temperatures can drive bats and other animals to seek indoor shelter, increasing the chance of coming into contact with an animal infected with rabies. If you do find an animal taking shelter in your home, take proper precautions to get rid of it and call the local health department to determine if you, your family, your pets, or the animal should be tested for rabies. Former Wisconsin Supreme Court Justices Jeanine Geske and Lewis Butler shared an analysis piece in the Wisconsin State Journal this week, slamming the idea of the state legislature impeaching newly elected Supreme Court Justice Janet Protasiewicz. In the article, they outline that Justice Protasiewicz has not been accused of a crime, and the campaign statements she made were before she took office, and impeaching her on those grounds does not line up with the state constitution. For Civic Media News, I'm James Kelly.
Talking to your kids about the dangers of vaping can be hard. Getting them to listen to hot gossip is easy. So here's some drama you could share with your kid. Dude, did you hear about Cassie and Jake? No, but did you hear that vaping can cause irreversible lung damage and nicotine affects brain development? Nuh-uh. You don't need to gossip if you want to have an open conversation about vaping. So if you want to get tips on when and how to talk to your kids, visit talkaboutvaping.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
The Green Bay Packers call Lambeau Field home, but did you know the stadium has a history all its own? It started with where to build it. Residents on both sides of the city wanted it. Officials argued there had to be room for growth. Eventually, farmland was purchased, but in Ashwaubenon. The bargaining continued, and in 1956, the land was annexed to Green Bay. Green Bay City Stadium became a reality the following year and was renamed in honor of team co-founder and coach Curly Lambeau in 1965. For Civic Media, I'm Terry.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
I hear the train a-coming. Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. I'm going right to the lines. I see you there. I'm going to take you in order. Do not hang up. Randall of Portage, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's your mind? Randall of Portage.
Hey, Matt. I used to be a member of AFSCME. I was a state employee, and back when AFSCME was in full force, we'd have lobby days, and small groups of us would go into the Capitol and speak with our senators and representatives, and I asked more than one representative and senator, how many calls would it take to get your attention on a particular topic? And this was 10 years ago or so. He said 14. All it takes is 14 people to get their attention. So keep. I hope all your callers call their senator and representative, because all we need is 14 to move the needle.
Right. Randall, that's a terrific call. That's a terrific call with firsthand information, and it backs up the instinct of Jean of Eau Claire, who calls people all the time. 14 is a doable number. In fact, there could be a lot more. And let me tell you, my impression is if they get a barrage, if people are really ticked off, like if they go ahead and try to impeach Janet Protasiewicz and Megan Wolf, they can get 25 or 50 calls. and they're going to tremble. They're worried about that because every call probably represents 10 or 20 people who don't bother to call but are very angry. Randall, that's a terrific, terrific. Thanks a lot. Go to the next caller, Wisco Paul, my friend. Thanks a lot. What's on your mind at Wisco Paul?
Happy Friday to you, Matt. Go Badgers tonight, by the way. When you think the Republican Party can go no lower, they do, and I'm beginning to think it's a bottomless pit. I call my assembly person. I call my assembly person and state senator earlier in the day, and believe me, they are getting more than a few calls on this situation because Megan Wolf has done nothing wrong, and Judge Janet was elected for a purpose, and that's fair maps, and she was elected by a landslide in this state. 10-11% is a landslide. So I hope people do what Jeannie said and what I did and your caller before me and call your assemblyman and your state senator and voice your opinion. And it's pretty easy to do. If nothing else, you can Google the numbers, you know. So, all right.
Excellent.
Again, go Badgers. Go Badgers.
Go Badgers. Thanks. Go Badgers. Excellent. Excellent call. Thank you, Wisco Paul. Tom of Madison, my friend, you're next. What's your mind today, Tom?
Hey, thanks very much. I do agree with your callers about telephone calls. It doesn't take much time. It takes as much time as complaining to your friend or your brother-in-law, so why not do it? And I was listening to WORT this morning, and they were laughing at the fact that Tom Tiffany, during the Merrick Garland hearing, approached him and said, why didn't you send me back a response 2 months ago when I wrote you a letter about the naked bike ride in Madison? And they were just laughing about him, like, because there was apparently an underage child that was part of it. Their parents brought her.
That was terrible. Right. That was terrible. Right. Yeah. Tom, thanks a lot for calling. And two things. One is, you're absolutely right. Calls matter. And I have no idea what Tiffany's involvement was with receiving calls. The naked bike ride over there is disgusting. There's a 10-year-old girl and she was naked and nobody got prosecuted. And the DA asked for an opinion from the Wisconsin law faculty, which is my alma mater. Some guy there said, well, as long as it wasn't intended to be sexual, that's okay. Well, no, it's not okay. It was posted on Facebook. The picture was, and the people in the crowd watching her, it absolutely had a sexual intent. That's got to stop. That's got to stop. Thanks for calling. Mark from the SAC, my friend, you're next. What's your mind, Mark from the SAC?
Well, it seems to me that these members of the legislature that are calling for the impeachment of Megan Wolf should have signed up for the latest limbo competition, because they can probably go pretty low in doing that, considering the way they're acting politically.
Right.
Excuse me. It's amazing they're not going after Bob Spindel, then, who actually signed up
right.
and signed a fraudulent document along with his co-conspirators and all the other co-conspirators, and that should be, you know, which some of the members that are on this impeachment committee going after Megan Wolf were probably in on that, in the conference call on that as well. It's how they can do that.
Right.
Sorry, my voice has gone hoarse right now, but.
Yeah. No, you know, that you just raise an excellent question. We keep forgetting about, not me and not you, but a lot of people keep forgetting about the fake electors. You know, they got to be prosecuted. But over and above that, the hypocrisy, and Voss has not signed on yet to the impeachment of Megan Wolf. I got to emphasize that. It's Janelle Branch and four other clowns, so five clowns from their caucus. But for Voss to do something like that, when he's the guy who set up the conference room and the meeting for the fake electors, and when you have guys like Senator Ron Johnson saying Megan Wolf's got to go, Ron Johnson's got to go. The problem is we got him for five more years. And this is a guy who had the fake electors in his pocket from Michigan and Wisconsin, apparently, and tried to funnel them to Pence. And Pence is, you know, he's no paragon of virtue. He chickened out because he realized what a big deal it would have been. So these are the clowns you have. Janelle Branchon is a conspiracy theorist saying that Biden didn't win, There was fraud. And the fraud, you know, when everybody listening to this calls as assembly person, I hope you do, it's a very, very simple call. Impeachment in Wisconsin is only legal. The legislature can only legally do it if the person they're impeaching has committed a crime or corruption in office. And none of these people have committed crimes or corruption in office. Actually, Janet Protasiewicz hasn't done anything in office. They were going after her before she'd even sat on a case. And she won by 11 points. And Megan Wolf advises almost 2,000 clerks in the state. And clerks like the one in Janesville come and say it'll be chaos without her. And I'm getting back to what I've said before. The Republican game plan to get the presidency next time is a combination of violence and threats of violence, chaos and fraud. The violence stems from January 6th, where Trump saying that attacking people personally, saying Jack Smith's deranged. These are code words to lone wolves to go out and do something. Jack Smith had to sell his house and his family is being protected 24/7. This has got to stop. Chaos. This is exactly right. If you have a if you have an excellent election administrator, you try to get rid of her any way you can, so you can put in an incompetent and perhaps dishonest, corrupt individual who will give bad advice and try to shut down student voting in particular, as well as minority voting in Milwaukee. So that's number two. And fraud, this is legislation like in Texas, where the only Democratic county, the biggest one and the only one, Houston, Harris County in the state, its elections aren't certain. If there's a result that the Secretary of State, who's a right-wing Republican nut, doesn't like, he can hold another election and then another election and another election till people get tired of voting. In Florida, they prosecuted people who were felons who served their time, and a resolution, a constitutional amendment, provided that felons who served their time could vote. So they go and vote. Frequently, their local voting district sends them an invitation to come vote. The Republican Supreme Court interpreted it as, well, surely the voters, when they approved that constitutional amendment, must have meant that in addition to serving their time, they have to pay their fines. It doesn't say that. And the fines, you may not know this because I'm sure very few, if any, people listening to this have ever been convicted of a felony, but there are always costs associated with it. It can be restitution, it can be a lot of other costs in the tens of thousands of dollars at a minimum. And the average felon getting now can't even get a job. So he goes in, votes, and then they prosecute him again. This is happening in America right now because the Voting Rights Act was thrown out it's going on almost 20 years ago in Shelby v. Moore. And crooked Clarence Thomas was the deciding vote, 5-4. And that is what is happening. The triumvirate here is violence, chaos, and fraud. And that is what they are doing. Speaking of fraud and chaos, especially chaos, House of Representatives, McCarthy sent them home. McCarthy sent them home for 4 days. We shut down the government in 8 days. And for four of them, they're off screwing around somewhere. 4-day weekend, because nobody in his caucus is willing to jump over and say, all right, let's involve a few Democrats and pass something. They won't do it because he thinks that he is not going to stay on as Speaker. Okay, Sharkey of Racine. Thank you for calling, Sharkey of Racine. You have a little time before the break. What's in your mind today, Sharkey of Racine?
Well, I want to thank you for your broadcast and your information. So much to be said, and I'm not a scholar in this area, but I do know that you spoke of the arrangements that was persecuted or done, for, or set up for the deal with the votes. Our boss was actually setting up the location and the room and the whole shop. That's party to a crime.
Right.
Obviously. On a very simple basis, it's party to a crime. And then, you know, we go further, and it's like, how in the right, anybody in the right mind have to push their people of the state that get them so full of anxiety, sadness, anger. And this is going to pay a price. This is going to pay a price. It is already. We know. And, you know, I look back, too, at Johnson. Now, Johnson, the same difference. I mean, there's so much material on him. I remember going back in 2013, when there was some question about a staffer in Johnson's office where he failed to report sexual molestation to one of his staffers. I mean, people need to read these things. They're all out there. Any major article out there, you could get it, you know, arm's length to talk about the Johnson situation. I mean, what are we waiting for in Wisconsin? Maybe you can address that, because the wait is terrible. Just terrible to have Johnson. Johnson needs to go, and he needs to also have to look at the other 10 or 12, whoever it is. And if it is going to be boss in the 12, you know, moving the boats around, let it be, you know.
That's an excellent call, Sharkey. Thank you very much. Invite you to call again, let me tell you that. The thing about Johnson, there was a development on him today. Remember that the Senate, unlike the House, is not in chaos, and there was a bipartisan agreement on keeping the government open and spending. And the Republicans put in what's called the minibus, M-I-N-I-B-U-S, a cluster of amendments so that everybody could go up or down, and they either pass or they don't, and that's it, and we can get going. In other words, designed to accelerate the process. This character, Johnson, sort of like Tuberville did with the flag officers, objected. He said, I want every one of them discussed separately, and every one of them on the merits, to take a couple of days for each. He said, we can do it in 30 days. That's what he said. 30 days. We got 8 days till the 30th of September, and the clown goes 30 days. Fortunately, today, it turns out that Moscow, Mitch, and the rest beat him up, and he didn't change anything, but apparently there's some sort of vote that overrode what he was trying to do, a sneaky thing that he was trying to do. But this guy is a tumor. I mean, this guy is not advancing. I think of the days of Bill Proxmire and Gaylord Nelson, and think of guys like, you know, Herb Kohl. And I mean, and there was a time, now this is admittedly in the far distant past, where there must have been some Republican senators who were halfway decent. But what's happening right now, Ron Johnson has thrown his lot in with the MAGA caucus in the House and the Freedom Caucus. And he's doing everything he can to impart chaos and disruption in our government and to shut it down. His intent is to shut it down. Going to break. The lines are open. 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.
This heart of mine, I keep my eyes wide open all the time. I keep the ends out for the tie that binds. Because you're mine, I walk the line.
The Todd Albaugh Show.
Two kinds of politicians, those who want to be and those who want to do. Tommy Thompson, John McCain, I would put Tony Evers in this category. They're guys who are running because there were things that they wanted to do.
The Todd Albaugh Show.
Now contrast that to Hillary Clinton, I would argue, or Donald Trump. Sure, there are things they want to do, but ultimately, they are like Scott Walker. They were people who want to be.
The Todd Albaugh Show. Weekday afternoons from 1 till 3 on your local civic media radio station and on the app.
Why are interscholastic sports called the last classroom of the day? Because they teach students important life lessons like teamwork, accountability, and perseverance. School sports are so much more than a game. They're about developing the whole person. That's why they're an essential part of every student's education.
Encourage your student to participate in the last classroom of the day. Interscholastic sports in Wisconsin. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
Red Delicious, Honey Crisp, Granny Smith. If you have a favorite apple, now is the time to pick it straight from the source. Did you know Wisconsin has more than 300 apple orchards? Travel Wisconsin recently naming its favorites, including the Oneida National Apple Orchard outside Green Bay, Ferguson's Orchards in Eau Claire, and Apple Holler south of Racine. Many provide tons of family fun in the fall, too. Tire swings, lawn bowling, hay rides, and more. Apple experts suggest if you want to pick yours fresh, do it before the end of October. For Civic Media, I'm
with your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For today, a chance of showers, cloudy skies, 76 the high. For tonight, showers and storms are likely, lows in the mid-60s. For your Saturday, mostly cloudy and breezy with a high near 78, a shower or thunderstorm in the morning. For Sunday, a chance of showers, breezy, 69.
Currently, 69 degrees.
Civic Media radio stations, providing your news, conversations, and fun you won't find anywhere else.
Welcome back to Macklin Direct. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. A development with Clarence Thomas, and not a good one. It was just publicized today that Clarence Thomas has appeared on at least two occasions as a speaker at a Koch Brothers umbrella organization donor event, a donor event. And here are the facts on it. Turns out that there's this donor group, and it's called Stand Together, the network, Stand Together, and is comprised of a couple of other groups with the same objectives as Koch. One of them is Americans for Prosperity. Collectively, they share the same buildings, all of these subgroups, in Arlington, Virginia. In 2021, they raised $700 million. Yes, $700 million. They have 1,000 employees. Yes, 1,000 employees. And they also share leadership. The network is a concentrated operation. At these donor events, it's $100,000 to go, and it's millions to appear at a private dinner. And Clarence Thomas has done that on two occasions. He's spoken there at the dinner and hung out with all these guys, these billionaires. Has not reported any of it on his disclosures, even though he's required by law to do it. The most recent one we know about was January 25th, 2018, in California. He has ruled in cases favorably to this donor group's position. And there is a case pending this year, in which one of the donor group has an interest as plaintiff. And this is a case where the Supreme Court is being asked to overrule a prior to Supreme Court case that upheld the power of administrative agencies to take certain actions without Congress first passing a statute on it. Let me explain that. Ever since Franklin Roosevelt, and ever since we became a wealthier, more powerful country, we have administrative agencies. We have the EPA, we have the Food and Drug Administration, the FAA. You have all these agencies. You can't possibly have Congress pass a statute on everything that the agencies do. For one thing, they can't even pass a continuing resolution. They're fighting. But secondly, they don't have the time. So the Supreme Court 40 years ago said, well, the administrative agency has this power because it's part of the executive power. The President of the United States appoints these people as experts. They have public hearings. Their commissioners vote on it. It's public disclosure. If a member of Congress doesn't like something, they can communicate it to them. That's how modern government works. That's how European governments work, and that's how our governments work. In 1980, one of the Koch brothers, I think the one who passed away, there's only one Koch, I think it was David Koch. He ran for president or vice president as a libertarian, and his platform was get rid of the Department of Energy, get rid of the EPA, Environmental Protection Agency, and get rid of the FDA, the Federal Drug Administration, if you can imagine. If you want cowboy drugs, fake drugs, no cleanliness of meat, all that kind of, these people are nuts, okay? They're flat out nuts. Now, they're back at it again, but this time they're bringing it as a constitutional claim. And Clarence Thomas is at their donor events and meets with these people and doesn't disclose it. That is crooked. That is corrupt. What's happened is Clarence Thomas grew up, I think, in South Carolina, in a very racist environment, very poor. The sisters, one of the religious orders of Catholic nuns, educated these kids, black kids. The people in town called them the N-word, the nuns. They'd say they were the N-nuns. That's how disgusting the atmosphere was down there. So I am disposed to be really a fan of Clarence Thomas in terms of what he overcame. Went on to school, put up with all that garbage. Thank God he had some good mentors. But I got to say, I got to call this. He is on the take. For 20 years, he's been on the take. Not just going on fancy vacations, although he's done that. Not just having his mother's house paid for and have a new roof and so forth. Not just having the tuition at a boarding school paid for a great nephew who he's raising as a son. And not just because Jenny Thomas gets hundreds of thousands of dollars from this network for, it's not clear what service she provides. I mean, consulting, okay, well, you know, I could put out a, hang out a shingle and say I'm a consultant and nobody's gonna be sending me 800 grand. He sadly is selling power. He was treated badly growing up, and the kinds of people who treated him badly and ridiculed him and were wealthy now appear to be respectful. They invite him to stuff. They gravely listen to him. They're using him. So how do you stop this? Well, you could impeach him. If we had an honest Republican Senate, honest Republican caucus, you'd impeach him and convict him and remove him for fraud. Abe Fortas, back in 1967 and 8, was forced off the court, a Democrat, only because he'd accepted some payments, I think 25 grand from a businessman to advise him on something that had nothing to do with the court. This Clarence Thomas was the deciding vote in Dobbs to repeal Roe versus Wade, deciding vote in Citizens United 5-4, deciding vote in Shelby v. Moore, which got rid of most of the Voting Act. This is only the appearance of law. It's not legal. It's fraudulent. The Supreme Court, I talk about the six tarantulas, and the others have a lot of problems too. But the fix is in on the Supreme Court. If you go to the Supreme Court on one of these cases, you know how it's going to turn out. It's like a Russian court. The poor guy from the Wall Street Journal just appealed his sentence. And what happens is they call Putin and they say, what do you want us to do? And Putin goes, give him another 10 years. And so they say, get the hell out of here. Go back to jail. You're in for a longer time. That is happening in the United States. That is happening in the United States. The only alternative is to charge Thomas with a felony for bribery. And that should be done. But how much do you expect Merrick Garland to do, along with Trump and everything else he's doing right now? Coming to the end of the show. Great callers, as always. Stand by for another great show. Diamond Crute, Devil's Advocate, Matt Flynn Direct. We'll be back same time, same place on Monday. Everybody have a great weekend. Signing off for today.
Great show, Matt.
Yeah, good work, Kellen. Just so you know, And it may be because
the 988 Suicide and Crisis Lifeline is here and ready to help anyone experiencing a suicidal, mental health, or substance use crisis. Call, text, or chat 988 to get connected to a trained Lifeline counselor. 988, here to support you. Sponsored by Wisconsin DHS.
If you love them enough to listen to them practice the same song on tuba,
please be done.
Over and over and over and over and over. Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're correctly buckled in the back seat.
Sounds good, honey.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
This is 93.5 The Tap. 93.5 The Tap. You're listening to 93.5 The Tap.
WCFW HD2 Chippewa Falls. W228EP Eau Claire.
And streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.